Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our Old Testament lesson, Book of Daniel. Don't preach on that too much, but Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, in the Lord's Prayer, we pray, and lead us not into temptation. And in our little catechism, the catechism of our church, it says this. It says, what does this mean? Well, we pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature would not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory. Well, there seems to be some confusion nowadays as to what is a victory. I guess there always has been confusion. There have always been people who think that a victory is getting the last word in an argument. Or a victory is being the person who drops the last bomb on your enemy instead of them dropping the last bomb on you. Or maybe, recently, winning an election. That's the victory. But if that is your idea of victory, that's pretty small potatoes. That's thinking on a micro level. That's thinking in a very small sort of way, because in the end, such things don't mean anything. They're very temporary. They don't mean anything because history is more than just what happens on this earth. History is more than just what happens in this moment or in this year or in this age. Christian people know that. We know that there is an age that is to come. The Bible talks about that. And we know that that is the one that counts. And so we have lessons like our Old Testament lesson for today. Book of Daniel, chapter 12. It says, and many who are sleeping in the dust of the earth will awake, some to life eternal, and others to disgrace and eternal abhorrence. That's not a word we use too often. Eternal abhorrence or aversion. And you may want to think of our Lord Jesus' parable of the sheep and the goats. You remember that one? The sheep and the goats. Our Lord Jesus looks at the sheep on his right hand, and he looks upon them with favor because they've trusted in him and hoped in him. They've looked to the blood of his cross to make them clean and righteous. And then the Lord looks to those on his left hand, the goats, with abhorrence or aversion. He says, depart from me. I don't want anything to do with you. You're like a really bad smell that gets stuck in a person's nose. And so the Bible tells us there's an age to come. And that's the age that counts because that's the one that lasts. And as a matter of fact, it counts so much that God's word looks back on this present time and it says, you know, everything that happened here, no more. We're done with it. We are done with it. No more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, for the old order of things has passed away, Book of Revelation. Instead, Book of Daniel, our lesson for today, you'll shine with the brightness of the vault of heaven like the stars forever and ever. And so you have the old kids' song. Maybe you've heard it, old Sunday school song. Heaven is a wonderful place, filled with glory and grace. I'm going to see my Savior's face because heaven is a wonderful place. I want to go there. I want to go there. Like maybe you said about a fancy restaurant in town. I want to go there. I want to go there sometime. I want to try it out. I want to go there. Why? Because I hear it's a good restaurant. But If it's a good restaurant, that's also going to mean that it's a popular restaurant. And if it's a popular restaurant, that's going to mean it's a busy restaurant. And if it's a busy restaurant, that means I need what? What do you need? Reservations. Very good. We got it. You need reservations. And so you go on the internet and you put your name in there. Or you call them up. And what do? They put your name on their computer. Or if they're old-fashioned, what do? They put your name in a book. And you come to the restaurant at the time appointed, and they say, do you have a reservation? And you say, yes, I do. And they take out the book or the computer, and they look, and they say, oh, yeah, right here is your name, party of three or party of five, whatever. And then they say what? Your table is waiting. Or maybe we're still just cleaning it up, but we'll be with you in just a second. Your table will be ready. Our Lord Jesus said something like that. John chapter 14, he said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't worry here. Believe in my Father, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I'll take you to myself, that where I am you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Now Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, and you know the words, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You got reservations. And what are the reservations? You stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and your reservation is the blood of Jesus that washes you clean before your heavenly Father. That's your reservation. And the perfect life of Jesus, the righteous life of Jesus that counts on your report card, that is your reservation. Your name is written in the book. There it is right there. A place has been prepared for you. And if you look at our lesson for today, Daniel chapter 12, it calls such people, people who have reservations with the Lord, it calls them sakal. Now, they translate that as wise. Usually the word in Hebrew is chacham for wise. Sakal is interesting word. It says, such people are sakal. It's a word you run across in the book of Proverbs. What it means is to be prudent. It means to have insight. It means to have comprehension. It means to be somebody who considers things, who ponders things, somebody who looks at a situation, who sizes it up, who sees how things stand, and then takes appropriate measures. So, are you sakal? Let's take a Bible verse. Whoever believes and is, you know the verse, and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. There's a situation. Are you sakal? Are you prudent? How do you size it up? Now, judging from behavior again, it seems like there are a lot of people who figure they'll just show up at the restaurant. They figure they'll just show up on the last day because we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And when they show up on the last day, there will be a table waiting. To which the good Lord says, do you have reservations? Are you written in the book? Let's take a look. Because don't worry, the reservations are free. It doesn't cost you anything. Reservations are taken care of by me. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. It's all given to you by grace through faith. It's not from yourselves. It's a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So do you have reservations? He is the way, the truth, and the life. You come to the Father through him. You get a table through him. Through his shed blood, through his perfect life. And if you try to get in any other way, sneak past the maitre d', go in through the kitchen door, if you try to get in any other way, that's not sakal. That's not prudent. It doesn't work. It's not taking appropriate measures. And so it is also not sakal or prudent to start on the path to life and then also fall by the wayside. The lesson for today says what? Those who are wise, or those who are sakal, those who are prudent, those who know the Lord Jesus will shine like the brightness of the vault of heaven. And those who help others to that same righteousness, whether through your words or your actions or your example or your attitude, such also will shine like the stars forever and ever. So what is the victory? Getting in the last word on an argument? Is that a victory? Dropping the last bomb on your enemy? Winning an election? Pretty small potatoes, very temporary, because history is more than just what happens on this earth, or for this moment, or for this year, or in this age. We Christian people know that there is an age that is to come, and that's the one that counts. And so what do? We pray, Heavenly Father, lead us not into temptation. What does that mean? We pray that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature don't deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, another great shame and vice. And although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory. And that is sakal. That is wise. That is prudent. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.